Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
7:14, that's your time. The NSK is on your radio. Namibia's heart and soul, this is where it's at. Now, over the weekend, I spent the weekend with the Rossing team. That's CNNC, Rossing Uranium. And I was there for a couple of reasons. Actually, just for one main reason, which was to officiate and to MC and be the hype guy and to be that guy for the Rossing team as they were engaged in the interdepartmental sports games. And I can tell you, it was at the Vinette Stadium? Yeah, Vinette Stadium. And I can tell you right now, it was incredible. Okay, it was incredible for a couple of reasons. First of all, just how... You know when you go into a different company space, when you go to another organization and you sort of kind of just study the organizational behavior, you study how they are with each other, employees and so on, man, I promise you right now, the synergy at Rossing Uranium, the camaraderie, that willpower to go the extra mile, or the extra kilometer that's for your colleague. That's what I saw over the weekend with the Rossing team, and you know, it was different sport codes. Actually, all of the sport codes. There was some tennis. There was some any bit of a sport code that you can think of, athletics as well. It was all inclusive right throughout that Saturday. So I'd really like to say thank you to the Rossing Uranium team for once again giving me a call to say NSK, NSK, you the man. We need you again. We need you as a belief. We need you back at the games, because I did it last year as well. So it was fantastic to get that call back. And on my stories, by the way, on my socials, I did say that getting a call back from a client is just it's a huge thing for hustlers like ourselves. Okay, so Rossing saw something and they said, we need this gentleman back. The gentleman came back. The gentleman had lots of fun. The gentleman initiated, innovated, you know, directed the programming, the Mr. Vibe, everything that you can think of. That was the situation on Saturday. So big shout out that side to the different departments. Once again, because it was an interdepartmental, you know, situation, and so every department, you know, were fighting it out, and they were all proud of their departments. And the winning department was the yellow team. Let me quickly double check what was the yellow team called again, because every department has a name or sinjay. Let me just quickly double check. Where is my contact persons? The team. Just want to double check again. Just the names itself. All right. Yes, I got it. I got it. Don't worry. So the yellow team is the HCSS. IS and T Legal and Finance. So I guess if you are alumni of Rossing, you will understand what I'm saying. You know what I mean? What department this is. They were the winning team. They scored 720 points, yeah, from the notes that I have here. And then the team coming in second was the red team, which was Processing Asset Management, scoring 620 points. And in third place was the blue team, the Supply Chain Engineering, Sustaining Capital Project, and LOME, Lome. All right. And also an honorable shout out to Team Purple Processing and Team Green Mining and Mining Asset Management. Does your company also do things like that? Bye. Over Jelenet Pizza Hekup. Does your organization also do things like that for you guys? Bye. The little interdepartmental games, or you know, something, or is it just, yeah, here's some cake. Thank you for the hard work. So shout out to the Rossing Uranium team. Now, when we get back on the other side, I will have to share a bombshell that Fresh Air dropped. Yeah, it's not good news. I promise you that much. Stick around.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.